Welcome. Today I have the great honor of interviewing Mr. Robert Baines. He is the Executive Director of the Canada-Albania Business Council, and he is a Corporate Development Officer here at the NATO Association of Canada. Mr. Baines successfully completed an Honours Bachelor of Arts degree in Politics, Philosophy, and History at the University of Toronto at Trinity College. In addition, Mr. Baines also successfully completed a Master of Arts in History at York University. Thank you very much, Mr. Baines, for joining us today.
It's my pleasure, Magdalene.
It's always a pleasure to speak with you.
Likewise.
I would like to begin by focusing on some of the work that you do at the Canada-Albania Business Council. This is a council that promotes investment and trade by Canadian companies interested in Albania. The CABC also provides a number of different services to members. This includes the scheduling and coordination of a number of activities and events. As the Executive Director of the Canada-Albania Business Council, would you be able to discuss how you got involved?
Certainly. No, it's been a very interesting evolution of my career. I started as an intern here at the NATO Association and then got invited to put on a gala, which happened to be honoring Albania. I didn't know much about the country other than its ancient history from my background in my education. And I quickly got to know the country very well. The ambassador of Albania to Canada happened to be at this dinner, as did Canada's largest company that was investing in Albania. They were there at the time as well. Their CEO was receiving an award for corporate social responsibility. So I got to know these two very important key players in the Canada-Albania relationship, and it turned out that they were very pleased with the gala and shortly contacted me trying to create a Canada-Albania Business Council. Now, the NATO Association had already been doing the administration for the Canadian-Turkish Business Council, which I had helped out with to a limited degree. So I knew a little bit about the Business Council world, but I had really never considered that this might be a possible career option for me. International business seemed kind of interesting, but I didn't know much about it. So when they suggested that I come up with a business plan for a Business Council for Canada-Albania, I was a little unsure, but I said, yes, definitely I will put this together. And I did that. And through a lot of help from Bankers Petroleum, the largest investor in Albania, and a number of other companies, we put this together. And it was an amazing arc. We started with four members. We're now between 18 and 20. And it's really quite an amazing achievement that they've been able to really make it fly. And as a great representation of Canada in Albania, mainly concentrating on best practices, transparency, corporate social responsibility, all of the things that Canada is very well known for and lauded, it's really a Canadian success story. So it's an honor to have been a part of it.
In addition, how would you connect the Canada-Albania Business Council with the NATO Association of Canada?
Yes, I should have mentioned that. It's some people look rather askance when they see that both the NATO Association and the Canada-Albania Business Council are linked. But NATO has a very important article in its founding document. It's called Article 2, which is all about economic security. The idea being that only through a safe and secure trading environment where people are exchanging ideas, goods, especially people, only through that kind of a nexus will you get real security. Once people are prosperous, they're much less likely to be belligerent, much less likely to really be in conflict. So Article 2 was very much at the core of what NATO was all about, is creating security and the ability for Western institutions to thrive as well. So journalism, judiciary, due process in all aspects of a country's government. So business is a very important aspect of that, and business councils can support a country's civic institutions tremendously. So that's where the connection really is. And at that time, when I put this gala on, it was Albania's introduction to NATO. That was when they were gaining membership. So it was really a very neat situation.
Would you be able to discuss any upcoming events that will be held by the Canada-Albania Business Council?
Certainly. So our events are very important for us. The Canada-Albania Business Council, one of the main things that it does is create a comfortable environment for especially Canadian companies investing in Albania so that they can exchange ideas, any concerns or difficulties they're having, anything that's really working for them, they can share those ideas. So networking is really the key here so that there's a good camaraderie between the different companies that are in Albania. So therefore, we put on cocktail parties, especially in Tirana, Albania. We'll be putting one on in January or February. The date isn't confirmed yet, but it's a very important aspect of what we do. And then we do the same thing in Canada as well, usually putting something together in Toronto or Calgary, whereby our members can meet and trade notes, essentially.
And I think that the Canada-Albania Business Council sounds similar to the NATO Association of Canada. As the program editor of Global Horizons, I'm provided with all of these opportunities to attend roundtables, conferences, events, and I certainly have to say that I'm very grateful to you for providing me with accessibility to all of these opportunities. And I have to say that as a result of being provided with the internship here, thanks to you, I have learned an immense amount about international affairs and relations. And I'd be more than happy to be involved with the Canada-Albania Business Council as time progresses. Mr. Baines, as the Corporate Development Officer here at the NATO Association of Canada, would you be able to discuss the impact of the work that we do here as an association on Canada, along with the impact that this has on providing the world with the latest news?
Certainly. Well, it's a very interesting situation that we have in Canada. It's one that probably every civilization hopefully gets to at one point or another, wherein its citizens are so insulated against conflict, against want, against the rest of the troubles of the rest of the world. It's a great thing. Canadians don't have to worry about security, by and large. They can go to work, go to lunch, go to the bar after work, and then go home and never once have to think about being shot or being blown up. And the fact that we don't have to take this into consideration day to day is an amazing thing. But the whole point of the NATO Association of Canada is to ensure that Canadians do at least consider that security has a huge value, which they may not aware of in their day to day lives. So the real value there is that we're the gadfly in a way. We're that organization has to poke Canadians into remembering that security is important, that we have to be aware of it, that our government has to be prepared for security situations, that our armed forces have to be aware. And really connecting Canadians with that whole world is extremely valuable and extremely important. So that's our number one job, and we do that through our events and through our writing, of course, our access, presence on social media. It's an extremely important aspect of international relations, and really just engaging the Canadian public is not always an easy thing. We're against articles on Vice. We're up against cat videos. We have to fight for people's time, and it's a very important job that has to be done.
Mr. Baines, what would you say are some of the benefits associated with becoming a member here at the NATO Association of Canada?
So Canada is a fascinating place, especially for international relations and defense, development. It's a very clubby group, almost, that we have, a community that's based certainly in Toronto and Ottawa, wherein you see a lot of the same people. The main experts in a particular area in international relations are well-known and widely traveled in Canada. Their arguments are shared on social media. They're known to pretty much everybody in this small group. So if you become involved with the NATO Association, you, in effect, become part of that small group, that community that understands international relations and is passionate about it. So if you come to our events, you will meet those who are putting on other events, who are writing, who are commentating, and that's really the advantage, because you get really enmeshed in that whole group. And those who otherwise are involved in other employments, so they're already in a job at the bank or in a job as an engineer and loved IR when they were in university or something like that, it also gives them a chance to be able to keep their finger on the pulse of what's going on in the international relations and defense world. So I'd say those are two very good reasons to be a member. And then the third, we've got some terrific speakers, which ties into those, of course. We've got great topics and great speakers, and it's always a very informative event when we put something on.
And I have to say that having this experience has been nothing but rewarding. I've certainly not only learned a lot about international affairs and relations as a result of attending conferences, events, and roundtables, but thanks to you, I've been provided with many opportunities to network with people who are influential in international relations. One of the conferences that I attended not too long ago in Ottawa was certainly a huge success. And again, that was a conference that was done by the NATO Association of Canada. And that's where a lot of the program editors, all of the interns were provided with an opportunity to speak with experts, scholars, academics, people who are highly influential. So I certainly have to say that being affiliated with the NATO Association of Canada is highly valuable, not only for networking, but also for obtaining exposure and learning more about significant issues in today's world.
I wish I had said that.
Mr. Baines, where do you see the future of the NATO Association of Canada?
So the trajectory of the NATO Association, our history, is fascinating. It was started in 1966 as the Atlantic Council of Canada, and it was originally created as a kind of a small committee to put on a conference once a year, essentially. But what really happened was it became a membership-based organization, which meant that we had to put on many more events. Networking did become a much greater part of what it is, and eventually we did start creating our own documents, our own articles. And so now what we've really started to create is an institution almost wherein we're creating the next generation of international relations commentators, where students who have recently graduated now are wanting to be asserting their opinions, their ideas, and informing the Canadian public about those ideas and about the issues. They have a chance to do that here with us, either through our writing, through social media, or in some cases also through appearing on the news, for instance, CTV, etc.